When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, March 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Another weekly decline for the big three U.S. stock indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 230 points today, or 0.7%, to close at 32,944. The S&P 500 was down 55 points, or 1.3%, and inflation continues to weigh on technology stocks. The tech-heavy NASDAQ closed down 286 points, or about 2.2%. Stocks actually opened higher after Russian President Vladimir Putin said there'd been positive developments during talks with Ukraine. But markets turned negative in the afternoon as investors weighed the risk of holding stocks heading into the weekend. The Dow finished the week down about 2%, its fifth straight weekly loss. The S&P and NASDAQ dropped 2.9% and 3.5% respectively, marking the fourth weekly loss in the past 5 weeks for both indexes. Brent crude futures, the international oil benchmark, were up 3.1% on the day, closing at $112.67 a barrel. Among individual stocks, shares of DocuSign tumbled 20% after the software maker released weaker-than-expected revenue guidance. But Oracle shares rose 1.5% after it reported strong cloud business revenue. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.